For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The fallout continues over a last-minute venue change for Governor Mike Parson's State of the State speech. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the GOP governor is upset over the Republican-controlled House leadership's decision to move the address to the Senate.
In a letter sent to GOP lawmakers, Parson accused Republican House leadership and staff of humiliating him by moving his speech. Top legislative leaders cited COVID-19 for the decision, but Parson contended that was hypocritical when many House members don't wear masks on the floor or during committee hearings. He called last Wednesday's confusion over the state of the state venue, quote, a purposeful and disgusting scheme to embarrass me and the office of governor. The governor's missive could have big public policy implications. Although Republicans have unified control over the legislative and executive branches of Missouri government, GOP House Speaker Rob Vescovo has immense power to scuttle some of Parson's priorities. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Mike Parson has proposed transforming a shuttered Northwest Missouri prison into a training ground for incoming correctional officers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Parson's recently unveiled budget plan includes more than $670,000 to convert the idled Crossroads Correctional Center in Cameron into an academy where would-be prison guards can get more real-world experience before being assigned to one of the state's 20 lockups. The state has training academies in Jefferson City, St. Joseph, and Farmington. It's been about 2 weeks since first responders in Missouri became eligible to get the vaccine against the coronavirus. Rachel Lippman has more on how local governments and agencies are working to get their employees protected.
Health departments in larger cities like St. Louis are securing vaccines for their police officers, firefighters, and ambulance crews. Private ambulance companies and smaller cities are working with hospital systems. The St. Charles County Ambulance District has an agreement to vaccinate employees of the 11 fire protection districts that serve the county. Deputy Chief Medical Officer John Romeo says it's a logical continuation of intense cooperation that started even before the pandemic.
We've always planned to partner with them if they needed help.
Romeo says the ambulance district is running into the same supply issues as others, but he believes everyone is doing the best they can to get as many people vaccinated as possible. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Black Missouri residents have received approximately 4% of the total COVID-19 vaccines administered, despite making up 11% of the state's population, according to a dashboard the state released Tuesday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the dashboard follows criticism after data from the CDC showed Missouri as last in the country in percentage of residents who received an initial dose. Boone County was one of only 5 counties in the state where more than 5% of residents received a first dose. Boone County was at 8.4% as of Saturday. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.